This is KUT. Mendez Middle School in Southeast Austin is undergoing major changes this summer. After the school failed state standards 4 years in a row, the district agreed to let an outside group run the school. KUT's Claire McInerney reports that when students come back to school next month, there will be a new curriculum and a new principal.
Rather than be governed by Austin ISD, a coalition between UT Tyler and the group Communities and Schools is running Mendez. The school is now considered a STEM academy, which means the focus will be on math and science. But there's a major shift for all subjects. Joanna Carrillo Rowley is the new principal at Mendez. She explains what will be happening in the classrooms.
We're going to move away from the pencil paper worksheet-based classroom, and it's more of a project-based classroom.
So students will be doing projects in many of their classes as a way to master skills. But the school will need more than a new learning style to improve its performance. Carrillo Rowley came to Mendez from Midland ISD, where she helped turn around failing schools. She says there are a lot of changes she is going to make to how the schools run. One will be getting teachers to work more collaboratively across subject areas to keep students on track. She also wants to make sure teachers feel supported after a tumultuous few years at the school.
They can't feel defeated. They've been through a struggle for a long time. Just because you've been defeated for a little while doesn't mean you're always going to face that defeat.
She will also be dividing the students into teams in the hopes of creating more camaraderie within the student body. A major issue teachers reported the last few years at Mendez was how the school deals with discipline. It was a barrier to learning, they said. And Carrillo Rowley says she will create a discipline task force to make sure all teachers are on the same page with discipline. She wants to take the restorative justice approach and counsel kids when they are disruptive, rather than punish them. This is something teacher Blair Hanner is excited about. After the coalition presented their plan to staff in April, Hanner said this approach to discipline is something he'd like to see.
It can be claimed that Mendez has been trying to implement restorative justice, but I don't think that it's been properly done with fidelity. I don't think that our teachers are properly trained.
While this year will bring a lot of change, Carrillo Rowley says she's energized by the support she's already gotten from parents, community members, and other organizations. Claire McInerney, KUT News.